Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Mark Calvaresi. Mark, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the challenge, the November challenge. But mate, you know, just a few weeks ago, you found out that not only were you in the top 50, you made the top 10 in the Max's challenge. How has the past couple of weeks been for you?
Over the moon, sort of, I don't know, it was exciting to even make the top 10, the top 50 at first, and then watching the podcast and everything, and you know, hearing that I have made it to the top 10 was like over the moon. I just felt like, you know, it was mind-blowing.
Mate, you should be so proud of the effort that you put in. You know, your transformation blew me away, and I definitely would have inspired so many people who are watching live on our live awards night in our Facebook social hub, and then also those who, you know, just went and checked out who made the top 10. And you know, you just blew us all away, and you know, you've inspired me to train a little bit harder, because man, I wish that I could end up you know, looking like you, especially as I kind of age. But you know, talking about that, can I ask you how old you are, Mark?
59.
Wow, absolutely amazing. And still training hard. You know, if you're listening to this and you're not sure who we're talking to here, go check out Mark's transformation. 59, six-pack, shredded, absolutely amazing. Now, Mark, I know a little bit about you having read your profile, but there might be some people who aren't really sure who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, telling us where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Mark?
Yeah, well, I'm from Cairns in Sydney. I'm a spray painter. We actually paint parts for jet fighter aircraft, and we send them overseas and they assemble it to an aircraft. I used to drive a truck before that, so I used to do a lot of manual work, which kept me very fit as well. That's about it, really. Yeah. Oh, sports, I didn't do a lot of sports. So, sports was just the gym that I started later on in life.
So you only joined the gym later on, and you were mainly physically active through your work that you did, right?
Yes, yes. And that was it. Yeah, that was the only sort of exercise I did. Played a little bit of touch football off and on for a little while, you know, just a friend's game with like neighbors, but that was all the physical like exercise I used to do.
So when did you start like training? Like, when was the genesis of all this?
It's probably back in about 2010 I started, and I just thought, oh, you know, I'll go to the gym and get fit and try to look after myself. So, you know, I was doing cardio and classes. I used to do step classes and stuff like that. So, you know, and then I used to go out and do some weights as well. So, you know, I used to mix it around a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like you've been part of the fitness lifestyle for a good 10 years or so now. I want to speak a little bit about why you chose to come and join us in the Max's Challenge. So, because it sounds like, you know, fitness was a big part of your day-to-day life. What made you come and sign up for the November Challenge?
Well, I used to go to the gym, and there was a couple there who joined up for the challenge. And that sort of got in my mind, and I thought, oh, I should try that. And I just, you know, because I used to have my own training program, so I did that. And then I thought, oh, no, look, I've done some online training with some overseas coaches, but nothing seemed to sort of work. And I thought I'd need something that I was able to talk to people and get information. If I needed a questions answered, I could, you know, to do that and get feedback. So I thought, oh, I'd try the Max's challenge, and so I did.
Wow. And my understanding is this was your second challenge that you did with us, right?
Yes, yes. I did one back in 2010. I did. Yeah, I did the size and strength. So I tried that out. So this time I did the lean and shred because I wanted to. Yeah, because after COVID, I needed to lean back out again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you definitely work towards the name because you're definitely lean and ripped, Mark. It's absolutely amazing, man.
Yeah. It was funny. It was funny, actually, because back in 2009 or something, I forgot that back on the whey protein boxes from the Maxes, we used to have meal plan and a nutrition plan on that. So I actually cut that out, and I used to follow that for years. I just had the same meals all the time, kept that program going. Yeah. No, I guess that's what sort of started me off.
No, so good. So it sounds like, yes, you were definitely in part of the fitness lifestyle. You had did the challenge 10 years ago, and, you know, this time around you maybe bumped into someone in the gym who was currently doing the challenge, and that's what kind of kickstarted that maybe competitive side in you, or maybe you wanted to lose some of those COVID kilos and kind of get onto a structured program, and then you've achieved this amazing result. Is that kind of right?
Yes, yeah, that's kind of right. Yeah, because I wanted to change the program I was on. I wasn't seeing to getting anywhere. I was plateauing. So I thought I need a change. I need to revamp it, restart again.
Yeah. And I think that refocus that we get from changing, you know, our approach to fitness is really powerful. And here's a little story. I remember one of my first times going to the gym. And when I say first times going to the gym, I would have been going to the gym for, let's say, maybe 6 months at or so, right? And I remember watching this older fellow. He would have been, you know, maybe in his 40s, and I would have been, you know, 16-year-old Coach Steve. And I remember him coming in, and every time I saw him, he was doing the exact same thing. And looking back now, like, it's kind of entertaining thinking about what this gentleman was doing, where it goes, okay, maybe that wasn't the most effective use of his time in the gym, if you know what I'm trying to say. But it was the same thing every single day. And sure, routines are powerful, and we need to repeat some activities so that we can adapt to those things. Sure, I understand that. But it seemed like this fellow was in such a rut. You know, he was just kind of going through the motions. He was in the gym. He wasn't really losing much weight or changing his body. And I think that many of us kind of get into that when we go to the gym for, I'm talking 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, we never really see any big changes because we're kind of going through the motion. And sometimes it takes something like the challenge or like, you know, a competition or changing a coach or changing a gym that kind of ignites the fire, that kind of puts us to that next level. Do you feel that that's something that maybe you experienced as you kind of change things up, you kind of, you know, rekindled that fire and you've built this, you know, burning flame again in your fitness journey?
Definitely so, because I find that when you're plateauing and nothing changes, you sort of get stale. And then once you start changing it up and then you see changes happening and you can notice things, muscles developing, it spurs you on to keep going.
And I think that's what's addicting about fitness is when we see that progression, that's where we go, yeah, something's happening, I can do this. But when it's stale, when it's flat, when you're plateauing, that's when it's more likely that we kind of give up. That's when we throw the towel in. We go, oh, it's not working for me. It's my fault. It's my body. Then you kind of accept that I'm always going to be overweight, skinny, not having muscles, not feeling confident in my body. And sometimes that's all just because we've kind of plateaued and we need that little bit of a change to make that leap so that we see progress. And then it's addictive. Then it's a positive feedback loop, right?
Yeah, because I get a lot of young kids at the gym come up to me and they go, you know, like, how old are you? You know, and I say to them, they go, oh, my God. And I said, you know, I want to look like you when, you know, I get to your age.
Well, that's me.
and that's nice of me because it keeps me going, and it could also inspire them too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I totally agree. Look, Mark, I'm sure that your journey over the past 6 weeks and maybe your broader journey over the past 10 years hasn't all been sunshine and rainbows, where, you know, you face your own challenges through your own experiences with the challenge. So can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced over the past 6 weeks?
Yeah, I've had a lot of some shoulder injuries. I had a bad knee for, God, for 20 years, progressively got worse. So as time goes on, training gets harder. You have to modify your training on my knees, you know, and then my shoulder went. So I had to do a shoulder surgery, which put me out of training for a year, you know, and then I had to get back into it again, which was really hard to start off again, focus on everything. And then I had to do my knee. I think my knee happened about 2 years after that. So again, stopped training again, but had a knee replacement. And then I, you know, getting back into the rehab, slowly building the muscles up in my legs that I haven't worked on for years because they've been out. So all my muscles weren't being used in all areas. So now I'm trying to focus on getting like everything back together again. So it's been very hard.
Wow, that would have been such a journey, especially when we look at things like the knees, you know, we use them all the time, and our shoulders, you know, we use those all the time. How do we put t-shirts on and such, right? So to have both those kind of things happening, or maybe one after the other, geez, that speaks a lot about character. Can you speak a little bit about how you kind of rebuilt parts of your body? So, you know, did you seek out help from someone like a physio? Did you seek out help from like maybe a personal trainer while you were in the gym to help activate some of those muscles? Or did you just kind of go through some trial and error yourself to kind of help build up some of those maybe quote dormant muscles before or after those surgeries that you've had?
Well, with my shoulder, the went and done physio, and then I had to do a lot of physio at home as well to build up all the muscles around my shoulder to support it again, which then I also done some more at the gym. Once they were all rolling for good, then I went back to just my normal training and just kept pushing through. But same with my knee, physio as well. The physio helped me with a lot of the exercises. And then I just went to the gym and focused on strengthening up like all my leg muscles again.
Yeah. Now we've spoken a little bit about the training side of things. Can you speak a little bit about your approach to like the nutrition side of things? So you said that you used to follow the old Max's meal plan on the boxes back in 2010. So this is well before my time with Max's. And then now, you know, we've kind of taken the challenge into like the 21st century. Now we're using spreadsheets and calculations and formulas, very like tech focused. Can you speak a little bit about your experience with the food side of things? You know, were you doing your own meal prep? Were you meal prepping or just choosing to make the food yourself? Or did you just kind of go on your own? Can you talk to me about your approach to the nutrition side of things?
I used to always try and eat clean and healthy, always. So I was through the week, I'd like meal prep through the week, meet through the week. Weekend sometimes I'd you know, stay on track, or if we'd go out, I'd go, okay, I could, you know, splurge a little bit on a weekend, and then through the week I'd be back onto it again. But finding the challenge now from years ago, spreadsheets are like so helpful, very, very helpful. Just, you know, being able to change your meals, mix things up, so you're not eating the same I've been eating the same meals. That was like my mindset, but you know, this one here is just like so helpful, so user friendly, as you would say.
No, so good. Speak to me a little bit about your work environment. So, you know, I'm assuming that working as a spray painter, that would be under maybe the umbrella of kind of a quote tradie, right? And maybe that comes with the quote tradie culture that comes along with that, such as, you know, smoko breaks or you know, the sausage roll and meat pie in the afternoon. I'm trying to be really stereotypical here. Did you find in your time, maybe throughout the challenge, if you were working throughout the challenge or in your fitness journey, that you know, you got exposed to some of those stereotypes around food? And did you have any challenges with your own food choices while you were at work, such as if you brought a meal from home, and that could be, you know, let's say the chicken, broccoli and rice type meal. Did you have any like weird looks from people, or did you give in to the chico roll? Like, what was that environment like?
Yeah, well, yes, it is like the culturally opening eyes for everybody, because as you said, it is a very stereotype. There's guys that work now, they go, you know, they see my meal and everyone always says, oh, geez, you always eat. Yeah, and that's what they always say. But a lot of them, yeah, you know, come up to me and they go, oh, what are you eating today? Oh, yeah, you're eating that, you're eating this. But I see them and they're eating things out of the food machines, and I just look at it and go, no, I can't do that. I definitely can't do it. But, yes, it is a stereotype, but everyone, look, I don't get bad doubt about it. You know, everyone's, you know, always says, oh, you know, you always eat healthy and you look after yourself.
Yeah, I think that sometimes there's like a fear that comes in when people are in that environment. So let's say if I was a tradie, stereotype again, little quotations there, and I was involved in a work site and everyone's having like a, you know, a meat pie or going and getting, you know, milkshakes or whatever is the common thing at the moment or on that site. If I'm not involved in that, I might feel a little bit left out. Or if I'm choosing to have something different, such as a meal prep meal, maybe I have this fear that people are looking at me and saying things about me. But we often find that that's not the case. Often people have like a curiosity, being like, oh, wow, you really look after yourself. And sometimes that almost sparks them to look after themselves better, going, well, yeah, I'm not going to eat a lunch from the food machine. I'm going to go and prep this food. And then that kind of starts the whole process of events where they go, well, yeah, I want to look after myself a little bit more. I'm going to eat some more vegetables in my life. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to start going to the gym. And it's just a cascade of effect, you know, events that happen. And it sounds like, you know, you, Mark, maybe indirectly started many people on that journey just by being you. And I think that's something you should be very proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get a lot of people saying, you know, I don't know how you can work for 8 hours a day and then go and train like straight after work, you know. And, you know, a lot of them go, you know, you're dedicated, you know, because I've done it for years. You know, when they say, you know, you don't stop, you keep going, you don't stop.
Mark, from here, I want to speak a little bit about change. So if you were to jump in a little time machine and go back to the start of November for that November challenge, and you were to compare yourself to now, can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed since completing the Max's challenge?
Yes, I feel a lot better in myself now, clear in the direction that I want to go in, because now I've already signed up for the next challenge, and the next challenge I like to do a strength and size, because I want to now grow a little bit from this and then shred again then later on, and then grow again, shred again, go. So now I'm on this cycle. I want to start this cycle of changing and not trying to remain lean like I have been. So this is like now open my eyes to where I should go and what my next course of action is.
Yeah, I love that. You know, welcome to the dark side of building muscle. It's it's a journey, and sometimes it's a big mindset shift from focusing on getting the scales to go down. You know, we're trying to lean out, we're trying to get as light as we can, and then there's that tipping point where we get excited when the scales go up again. So that's a whole another little kettle of fish. So enjoy that process, Mark. And it is, like you said, it's a cyclical thing where we go through phases of growth, and that could be, you know, 3 months, it could be 6 months or a year of growth, and then we go through a cycle or a phase of weight loss. And that is a completely, totally acceptable and strategic approach to our changes in our body, where we go through these phases, because at the end of the day, we can't have it all, right? And that's in life. We can't be you know, living lavishly and then save all the money at the same time. We can't be traveling the world, but then also trying to study your PhD. Like, you know, we do need to focus on one thing at a time. And that is the same thing in fitness. If you want to grow, we're focusing on growth. And if you want to lean down, we're focusing on leaning out. If you want to run a marathon, you want to focus on that. You may not be able to, you know, deadlift 250 kilos doing both at the same time. Some people can, but for most of us, we focusing on one goal at a time. Mark, from here, mate, I want to speak a little bit about advice. And it sounds like you've given lots of advice to lots of different people in your time. But if someone came up to you and they were about to start their fitness journey, or maybe start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person?
I would say be consistent, you know, give it your best shot, to do what you can, and focus on what you need to do. Like, everyone has it in themselves. And I guess once you start the journey and you start seeing the changes in your body, you know, you carry on with it, you move forward, you progress, you run with it. My wife, you know, was another one. She's started the challenge as well. You know, she's starting to see the changes, and you know, and that's helped her to carry on, you know. So I find that it's really beneficial for, you know, for people to jump in feet first and give it a go.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful advice, Mark. And I think that's right. Like, everyone has it in them to get that change. It's about, you know, one, making that decision to change, and then two, putting in the effort. No one's going to do it other than you, and you've got to commit to it. And once you've kind of commit to that process, that's when you start seeing those changes. And it's amazing to see that you've rekindled your flame and your passion in fitness, and even your wife starts to see these amazing changes. And you know, we're excited to see where you can take it over the next 12 weeks of the challenge. But Mark, look, let's wrap it up there, my friend. I want to take a moment to thank you for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And I want to congratulate you on such an amazing result. And I'm part of that crowd where I wish I looked like you when I'm your age. And I want you to continue inspiring all the guys and girls out there that, you know, give it a go and be part of it, and, you know, enjoy the process. Because when you enjoy it, that's when you can, you know, really lavish in it and have a great time. That's what it's really all about. So thank you once again, and thank you for inspiring so many people.
No worries. Thank you, Coach Steve, and also Coach Nikki and the Max's Challenge team. Just all for, you know, for helping everybody out on, you know, on this great journey.